Okay, today is Daf Ayin. We are on Daf Ayin, on the top line. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ula Nishmas, Yechiel, David Yechiel Michal Ben Yoshua Chaim. And it's also sponsored today by the Silver family, Ula Nishmas Ben Yamin Ben Mordechai, whose Yortzeit is today, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So, here we go. Top line on Ayin Amar Aleph, the Ein Notlin Rishos. Lamali, why does the Mishnah say that? That 10 can't give to 2. The Mishnah said it already. Or, that was it? Yeah, I think so. Lamali. No, lo tzricha, afal gaf, de amri lei, even if the B'nai Chatzar say to one of the two, kani le al manas lahaknos, you get it to be given to the other one, like we said yesterday. The 10 are going to give it to the two. They're really going to give it to one, he should give it to the other one. That doesn't work. Boy minei abaya me rabba. Chamisha sheshoryim b'chatzar echas. 5 people live in one chatzar. V'chatzar v'shachach echad mehen, and one of them forgot, v'lo irev, and he didn't make an erev. 5 people live in one chatzar, and one forgot. Now, kishahu mevatel, when he's mevatel, one has to be mevatel now. Because if there's not mevatel, the other 4 can't carry in their chatzar, and they want to. So when he's mevatel, tzarech levatel l'kol echad v'yechad, olo. Does he have to be mevatel to every single one of them, or not? Does he have to go to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda? I'm mevatel. Does he have to do that, or does he not have to do that? That's a biased question. Amalei tzarech levatel l'chol echad v'yechad. He answered him. Rava answered him. He has to be mevatel to every single one. Okay, this is not an easy gemara now. He has to be mevatel to every single one. Fine. Eishvei. There's a brisa that says not like that. This brisa is very long, and the brisa has 7 cases. The kasha is from the first case. But the brisa continues to list 6 other cases. Then the gemara is going to analyze all 7 cases, and then the gemara is going to ask, the first case is against Rabba. You see from the first case, you don't have to be mevatel to every single one. You can just tell one, and that's good enough for everyone. Case number 1. Echad shelo irev. If one didn't make an erev, nosein rishus ola echad she'irev. He can give his rishus to someone who did make an erev. How is that a kasha? What does that do with bittel? Right? So the Gemara is going to pull teeth and get that out of this case. Case number 1. Echad shelo irev. If someone didn't make an erev, no same rishos le'echad she'irev. He can be mevatel his rishos to someone who did make an erev. So the Gemara is going to say, he's only mevatel to one of them. Right? It says le'echad she'irev, to one who made an erev. Which means, not to 2 who made an erev, not to 3, only to 1. So you see from here, straight out, in this first case, you have to be mevatel your rishos only to 1, not to everybody. Kashan rabba. That's going to be the Gemara's question. Fair? 2. Shnayim she'irvu, if 2 people made an erev, nosdin rishos le'echad shelo irev. They can be mevatel their rishos to somebody who didn't make an erev. The guy didn't make an erev. 2 of them did make an erev. He's making the bris. He needs to carry. So they will be mevatel their rishos to him, and therefore he can carry because the whole thing belongs to him. Case number 3. Shnayim shelo irvu, if 2 didn't make an erev, nosdin rishuson l'shnayim she'irvu. They can give his rishus to 2 who made an erev. Okay, again, shnayim shelo irvu, nosdin rishuson l'shnayim she'irvu. Didn't we learn that you can't? Gemara's asked that question. Number 4. Oh, or le'echad shelo irev. So shnayim shelo irvu can give their rishus to one who didn't make an erev. That's case 4.
Our case is 10 to 2, though, right?
Right. So it's anything to 2. So here it's 2 to 2.
Right.
No. Case number 5. Now, here's the cases where all that worked. Now the cases where they don't work. Aval ein echad she'irev. If somebody made an erev, nosnein rishus le'echad shelo irev. One who didn't make an erev, one who made an Erev can't give his rishus to one who didn't make an eruv. What does that mean? The Gemara will talk about that. Two, ein shnayim she'irvu, and if two that made an eruv. Yeah, the Gemara is going to ask that question. We're just reading a brisa now. Case number six. For ein shnayim she'irvu, if two people made an eruv, nosdin rishus and l'shnayim shelo irvu. Two people that made an eruv can't give their rishus to two people that didn't make an eruv. And number seven, ein shnayim shelo irvu. If two people didn't make an eruv, nosdin rishus and l'shnayim shelo irvu. Two people that didn't make an eruv can't give their rishus to two people that didn't make an eruv. Okay. Ketani mihas. The question is, case number one. It said, Reisha, the first case. Echad shelo irvu. If one didn't make an eruv, nosnein rishus o le'echad she'irvu. He can't give his rishus to one who made an eruv. Two people didn't make an eruv. I'm sorry. One person that didn't make an eruv can't give his rishus to one person who made an eruv. Hey chidami, what's that case? So how many people are in this rishus? How many different families live here? E delekach rina bahadei. If there's only the two of them, doesn't make any sense. There's only two people in the chatzar. It's only Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven forgot to make an eruv. Who did Shimon make an eruv with? There has to be more than two people, right? Hey chidami, e delekach rina bahadei. If there's nobody else there, then bahadi man eruv. Who did Shimon make an eruv with? There's nobody there. It's only Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven forgot, so Shimon didn't. So the first case was echad shelo eruv, the one who didn't make an eruv will give his rishus to the one who made an eruv. There have to be more than two people. There's only two people. One didn't make an eruv. Who did the other make an eruv with? El pshita de ikach rina bahadei. This is for sure a third person. Levi has to be living here. Vikatani le'echad she'irev. And it says that you gave his rishus to one who made an eruv. So what do you see? You only have to give your rishus to one. Rabbi said you have to give rishus to everyone. Not true. You only have to give rishus to one. Kashan Rabba. Rabba's going to answer the question as follows. Hacha b'mayaskinan. Note the case is. Dahava. There was a third person. Levi was there. But umis. And he died. Ein achinami. If Levi were alive, says Rabba, you would have to go over to him and be mevatel your rishus to him. But the thing is, he's dead. So on Friday, when he was still alive, Shimon made an eruv with Levi. Reuven forgot. Then Shimon says, I need the space. I'm making a kiddush. Reuven says, no problem. I'll be mevatel to you. What about Levi? He's already dead. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dehavi umis. It's right where we are. V'al karchach de Rabba, and Rashi says, goes on, and says like this. Rabba, this case must be talking about Bishayara. You're in some Yehupit's place, in some caravan. Shechansa Bibika, and you stopped for Shabbos in some valley. V'hikifuha chatzar, you made a chatzar, you surrounded yourself. V'natui, and you pitched it. Shem ish aholo, mukila. And people pitched the tents there. Why? Why is it such a far-fetched case? Why can't it be someone's yard? Because the chimeis, in such a case, Ein li yarshav shem klum. There's no yarshim. Even if Levi had a lot of yarshim, not in this random area in the middle of nowhere's land, no yarshim there. Because we're going to learn in a few minutes that if someone passes away and he has yarshim, then he didn't really the rights to the eruv go to the yarshim. So dying doesn't change a thing. Dying doesn't change anything. So it must be a case where dying changed something. What's the case? It was in Yehupitz. So Levi didn't own that land. He was just on a journey. So he managed to make an eruv. The fact that he died, don't yarshin that. Right? The ibechatzer mamish, because if he died really in his own house, ha'ika yarshim. There are yarshim. The kivan de ilu have avuhan kayim, hu ve'asr inu nami asri. If the father would have been alive, then whatever the father had, the son take over, even on Shabbos, which we're going to learn about soon. So that can't be. There has to be a case where it's in Yehupitz, says Rashi. So what's the case? The case is really, there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi on a caravan somewhere, on a journey. And Levi, and they made an Erev together, and Reuven forgot. Then Levi died. Then Reuven needed the space. Shimon needed the space. So Reuven says, I'll be mevatel to you. I'm happy to do it. It's only to one person. There's only one person there. How could one person make an Erev? No, Levi was there in front of me, but then he died. Idahavi umis, ema seifa. One second. If he was there and he died, look at the seifa. The seifa is case number 5. What's case number 5? Aval ein echad she'erev, nosin rishos le'echad she'lo erev. One person who made an Erev can't give his rishos to one person who didn't make an Erev. Vidahavi umis, am I low? But if he died, why not? Right? Why not? Right? The seifa was, ein echad she'erev, nosin rishos le'echad she'lo erev. Right? Vidahavi umis, am I low? Why can't one person who's left give his Eruv to someone else? Why not? It must be that there's someone else there. And then I can't give it just to you. Reuven can't give his Eruv to Shimon. And Levi's still sitting there.
Why does the Rosh Hashanah say about that the same thing?
So that's the Gemara's going to answer. Right? Elapshita de Issya. Obviously there's a third person there. Umid the Sefer de Issya. And from the Sefer there's a third person there. Rosh Hashanah de Issya. The ratio also must be a third person there. So back to square one. You see, Abaya says, you see I'm right, that you don't have to be mevatel to every single one. Sigmar says, no, midi iria, who said, haka de'isa, the haka de'isa. Each case has its own facts, and they don't have to be all the same exact thing. Teda, I'll prove to you that that's true. Diktani sefer de'resha, because case number 3 said, that's what the Gemara calls Sefer Dereisha. Case number 3 said, Shnayim Shelo Irvu, two people that didn't make an Eruv, Nosdin Rishuson L'Shnayim She'irvu. They can give their Rishus to two who did make an Eruv. How does that work? How could I give it to two? Right? What? One second, Shnayim Shelo, oh, I'm sorry, Shnayim Shelo Irvu, Nosim Rishosim, Shnayim She'irvu. Oh, I'm sorry, right. Shnayim Shelo Irvu, of course. Shnayim Shelo Irvu, give their Rishos to Shnayim She'irvu. So therefore, it's all an Eruv. 100%. L'Shnayim in, L'Echad Lo. You have to give it to two. In other words, to both of them. You have to tell both of them. So what do you see? You can't be mevatel to only one of the group. You have to be mevatel to everyone in the Chatzar. V'amar Abaya, an Abaya who said that you don't have to be mevatel to everyone, but it doesn't say you have to give to two. Amar my lebeis, what does it mean to two? It means l'echad lebeis, one of the two. But Abaya sticks to his guns. You don't have to give the bittel to every single party. Ihachi lisni l'echad she'erev o l'echad shelo erev. Then why does it say that? Okay, kasha, that's a kasha. That's a kasha, that's a fair kasha, and I don't have an answer for that. Okay? So where are we up to? Abaya and Rabbah have a machlokes. When someone's mevatel his rishus, does he have to be mevatel to every single party or not? Or just to one of them? Rabbah says every single one. Abaya says only to one of them. Now we're going to analyze all 7 cases. Echad shelo irev, if someone didn't make an erev, notin rishuso le'echad she'irev. He gives his rishus to one who did make an erev. La Abaya, according to Abaya, the Issya, the third party's alive. Levi's sitting there. Kamash Malon, and we learn from here, the Ein Tzarech Levatel Rishos L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. You don't have to go to both of them. You can go to one of them. La Rabbah, according to Rabbah, the Havi, he was alive, Umis, and he died. V'lo Gazrinan Zimna the Issya. We don't make a Gzera, we're not going to let him go to Shimon, because Levi died, he got lucky. So I'm going to go to one person. I only have to go to everybody. We don't make a gzera, and when there's taka 3 or 4 or 10 or 20, he's not going to go to all of them. We don't make such a gzera.
Did Levi already join before he died?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Yes, you can. Sure you can. Sure you can. There's no Erev, though.
Right, so one person won't have any skuyot, so to speak.
That's right. Right, 100%. You can do that, 100%. No, but we're saying the case was one person was mevatel to one other person.
No, I understand. But
where's the third person? Oh, there's no Erev then.
Right.
So he made an Erev. Who did I make an Erev with? So Rabbi says, no, the guy died. There was another person and he died. Okay, that was case number one. Shnayim she'irvu, two people making Erev, nosdin reshus on le'echad shelo Erev. Two people making Erev, you can give a reshus to one who didn't make an Erev. Again, two people made an Erev, they can give their reshus to one who didn't make an Erev. Why would they do that? If he's making a bris, he needs to carry in the chatzar, he didn't make an Erev, they did, so they'll be allowed to give reshus to him. It's as if they don't live there. He's the only one who lives there. Now he can carry his own chatzar. It's a pshita. That's obvious, no? Isn't that obvious?
No.
It is obvious. You know why? Because the Mishnah said that one person who didn't make an Erev could be mevatel his reshus to two that did make an Erev. This is no different than that. Right? You're not going to make an Erev, you're not going to make a gzera on two people giving it to one person. So the Gemara says, Mal de tema, I would have thought, Kivan de lo Erev, since he didn't make an Erev, Liknese, we'll make a knas on him, and we're not going to let him get the whole chatzar, Kamash Milan, we don't make such a gzera. Okay? That's case number two. Case number three. Beis shelo Erevu, if two people didn't make an Erev, Nosdin Rishus on Lishnayim she'irvu. He can give his reshus, they can give their reshus to two that did make an Erev. That makes sense. They didn't make an Erev. The two that made an Erev are making a Kiddush together. They need the space. So the two that didn't make an Erev will be mevatel their reshus to the two that did. L'Rabba, according to Rabba, this case is a redundant. And you know what? Tani Seifa L'Galuyei Reisha. This case drives home the point that you have to be mevatel to every single one. Why would they have to be mevatel to both of them? Why could they be vital to one of them? The fact that they have to be vital to both, says Rabba, this proves them right. And case number one, the guy died. It proves them right. La Abaya, going to Abaya, why is this case here? We know it already. Beis shelo irvu itzrichole. No, because two didn't make an Erev. Sogat ha-dechamina ligzar. Dilma asu levatule luhu. If two that didn't make an Erev are mevatel to two that did make an Erev, I might think that the other way around is mutter, that two that did make an Erev, can be mevatel to two that didn't, and that doesn't work. Come on, Shmuel, we don't make such a gzera. Okay. Case number four. O le'echad shelo Erev. Or, two can give it to one who didn't make an Erev. Two made an Erev, they're giving it to one who didn't make an Erev. That's also redundant. Lamali, I don't need that case. So, ma'od de tema, I would have thought, hani mili, when does all this bittel work? Hecha de miksasan irvu, umiksasan lo irvu. Some made an Erev, some didn't make an Erev. Aval hecha de kulon lo irvu. But if nobody made an Erev, this is Marcel's point, liknesinhu, we should make a knas. Kedei shelo tishtachet toras Erev. We shouldn't forget Erev. So someone has to make an Erev. Hey, nobody made an Erev. Kamash malan, there's no such gzera like that. There's no such thing. Rashi says, in the top wide line, Torah's Erev, Menatinokos, Habba Macher came. The kids are never going to know what they're not going to know what an Erev is. Why? Because this guy never cared, doesn't care, doesn't go out. This guy doesn't go out. He's home with the whole Shabbos, never glues anywhere. So can we vattle to him? Yeah, why not? Can we vattle? What do I care? There's no Erev in this place. Never an Erev. The kids are going to grow up not knowing what an Erev is. So I would make a Gzera, you have to have an Erev? Come on, there's no such Gzera. There's no such Gzera.
It's a weird thing to say for two reasons. One, we're talking in a very specific case about a caravan,
No, that's only the first case,
okay.
Where the guy died.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only the first case. Yeah.
The second thing is you wouldn't want to do this on a regular basis because nobody's going to want to do this on a regular basis.
Why?
One person can't leave his house.
But he doesn't leave anyway. Yeah, he's 100 years old. He doesn't leave. So what does he care? Right?
Yeah, they had a story between Abai and Rafa. They didn't have an Erev of their
own house. That's right. And they said, how could that be such a thing? Because everyone was too busy. Right?
Because Rabbi
And so was Abaya. Right. Right. So I always wanted to know this. Is there ever a case in history where a town had an Eruv and said, you know what? For one Shabbos, we're not going to have an Eruv, so you shouldn't forget what it means not to carry on Shabbos. What? They do that? When? I've been living here for 20 years and never did that.
There's one Shabbos every year that they put the Eruv down.
Interesting. Okay. Case number 5. Aval ein echad she'eruv. If one person didn't make an one person made an Eruv, no sin reshus le'echad shelo Eruv. He can't give his reshus to one who didn't make an Eruv. Okay? Now, assuming there are more people here. So, la'abaya, toni seifa, l'galuye resha. According to Abaya, the seifa here sheds light on the resha. What does that mean? That means that since, well, I don't know what this means. La'abaya, toni seifa, l'galuye resha. What's the case? Ein echad she'eruv, no sin reshus le'echad shelo eruv. If one, that's what it means. One made an eruv, he can't give his eruv to someone, he can't be mevatel to someone who didn't make an eruv, and there's more people here. There's more people in the reshus. So what do you gain by giving your, let's say there's 10 people here. 5 made an eruv and 5 didn't make an eruv. One of the 5 who didn't make an eruv is going to mevatel the reshus to one of the 5 who did make an eruv. Does it help anything? Doesn't help a thing. Why? There's still 4 more people who didn't make an Eruv. What does it help? Doesn't help a thing. But Abaya says, but if it would help, you see I'm right. You only have to be vital to one person. So you see I'm right. See I'm right. You don't have to be vital to everybody, just to one. It happens to not work for technical reasons. But, and L'Rabba, according to Rabba, in Echanami, this case is redundant. I did the Tani Reisha, Tani Nami Seifa. Since we said it in the Reisha, repeating it again. Ein Echanami, it's just not really a Chiddush. Case number 6. V'ein Shnayim She'irvu, Nostin Rishos L'Shnayim Shelo Irvu. 2 people that made an Eruv cannot give their Rishos to 2 people that didn't make an Eruv. That we learned already. You can't do that. But we said it already. In one of the other 5 cases, it says that already. So Hasu Lamali. Why do I need it again? Tzricha. Debat le'chad minayhu michavrei. So, the same issue. You're going to give it to 2, and one then one's going to be vital to the other one. Now, the tema lishteri lei. I would say that's mutter. Kamash malan. No, it's not mutter. We said this 3 times already. Kiven de ba'idna debatel lo haveli shiryusa b'hai chatzar lo. At the time when you are mevatel it, when the 10 give it to the 2, one of the 2 doesn't have complete rights in it. Therefore, he can't give it over to the 1. And therefore, this whole thing doesn't work. Now, I have to be honest with you. Case number 7, I think it's the same thing as case number 6. It says, V'ein shnayim shelo irvu, 2 people that didn't make an eruv, no sin reshus shnayim shelo irvu. Can't give it to 2 other people who didn't make an eruv. Huh? They're giving their reshus. Now, why would they do that? What? Right. But Reuven and Shimon are making a Kiddush. And Yisachar Zevulun are not making a Kiddush. So Yisachar Zevulun, nobody made an Eruv. So Yisachar Zevulun will give their Rishus to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon can carry. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because Reuven and Shimon still can't carry. There's no Eruv. So it doesn't work. How is that different than case number 6?
It's the reverse.
No, case number 6.
Two who made an Eruv to 2 who didn't.
Right, now it's 2 who didn't to 2 who didn't. Now it's 2 who didn't to 2 who didn't. Same, but it's the same result. It doesn't work. You can't give to 2 who didn't. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is you can't give to 2 who didn't. Because even though you're giving it to 2, they still didn't make an Eruv. So what helps? I know, but what's the halachic difference? There's no difference. There's no difference. Right? So case number 6 was 2 who didn't, give it to 2 who didn't. Doesn't work. Case number 7, 2 who didn't, can't give to 2 who didn't. Doesn't work. But the same halachic reason. Same reason why. And what's the Chiddush? So case number 6, the Chiddush was, I would have thought that 2 are going to give, 2 who did, I'm going to give to two who didn't, and then one of the two who didn't is going to give to the other one who didn't. That doesn't work. That doesn't work, right? Because at the time that gives to the two, it's owned by both, and therefore one can't give to the other one. Now, case number seven is two who didn't, I'm going to give to two who didn't. It's the exact same thing. So, lo tzricha, pasul amali, why do we need this case? Lo tzricha, the case is, the amri, kini almanas lahaknos, which seems to be the same thing as case number six. Right? You're going to require it on behalf of, or for someone else. That doesn't work. How is six different than seven? Seven uses different words. It says, da'amri kini almanas lahaknos. It's different language. Different words. But I think it's the same idea.
Maybe it's a
knas. No, the reason it's not a knas, the reason it doesn't work is because you don't own it. So how could you give it to someone else? Right? How can two give to two? What's going to happen with the two? They don't have a neighbor. No, then one of the two is going to give to the other one. So it's only owned by one person. The problem with that is that when the two give to the two, they own it equally. So one can't give it over to the other one because there's their own half of it. So it doesn't work. So how is case seven the exact same thing? Right? So the Gemara uses a different lashon. D'amri kani almanas lahaknos. One can acquire it on behalf of the other one. Maybe it means on behalf of other people that aren't even part of the chatzar. That doesn't work either. And the bottom line is, it doesn't work. So we discussed all seven cases. Okay? And how do we end off? There's a machlokas between Abaya and Rabba. When you're mevatel your rishus, do you have to mevatel to everybody in the rishus? Abaya says no, and Rabba says yes. There's a brayse here that seems to say that you have to do it. No, that you don't have to do it, because you only have to tell one. No, Rabba will say that case is where the guy died. And he died, and as Rashi pointed out, it's a situation where there were no yarshim. Right, there are no yarshim. Why is there no yarshim? Because it's in some random place, and nobody owns it. And therefore there's no yarshim, and therefore the eruv dies. He died, the eruv died, so then you can go be vital to the one guy left. That brings up the next Gemara about yarshim. So, boy mene Rava, eruv Nachman, yoresh, mahu shivatal rishus. Can a yoresh be vital the rishus on behalf of his father? What's the case? So Rashi says in the bottom line, sheshachach aviv velo iriv, the father forgot, didn't make an eruv, umeis b'shabbos, and he died now. Now, we'll call him Reuven. Reuven died. Shimon really wants to make a kiddush, has a bris milah, and he needs the space. So he goes to Reuven's son, and he says to Reuven's son, no, can you be mevatel? He says, I don't know, am I allowed to? It's true, I own the property now, because upon the death of my father, I'm the yoresh. Can I be mevatel in place of my father? V'lo bitul rishus. Mahu shivatel yoresh. And Reuven never does vatel the rishus. Can the son do it on Shabbos? By the way, this only goes according to Beit Hillel, that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. The Shammai said you can't even do it on Shabbos. Right?
No,
yeah. That's right. That's right. The question is, what for two yarshim?
Okay, what about any b'nei beisur? Guy's not home for Shabbos. Can his wife be mevatel? Can his kids be mevatel?
So I don't know. It's a good question. We're gonna learn about that later. We're gonna learn about that. We're gonna learn about the kids. Not in that regard. I don't know.
No, kids for sure.
What if they're adults? It depends. We're gonna learn about the kids soon. It's coming up, but it's not in that context. It's a little bit different. So when the kids live in the same chutzpah as the father. So is it considered one house? No, they live. The Gemara is going to talk about two kids living in the same chutzar. They live next door to their parents. So can they be vital for their father? Well, if the father supports them, yes, even if they're adults. If not, not. So we're going to learn about that. It's not really 100% on point. I don't know. Now, here's the Gemara who wants to analyze this question. Can the Yorish be vital or not? So, if on Friday the Yorish was able to participate in an Eruv, but forget the Yorish, the father. On Friday, the father was alive and well, and he was able to participate in the Eruv, so then he's able to be mevatel, obviously. Since the father was able to participate in the Eruv, he was still alive, had he not died, he'd be able to be mevatel. Aval hai, but this son, the Yorish, given the Iboil Aruvim and Esmo Lo Matsima Arev, he could not have been able to make an Eruv. He doesn't live here, he lives in Wyoming. He came to visit his father for Shabbos. Now, they said, they go home to the son, make an Erev with us. So I have no authority to do that. I don't live here. Lo mati mevatel. So he has no authority to mevatel. He can't do it. He has no authority. Odilmor, maybe. No. Yorish kari devohu. He stands in the shoes of his father. And just like his father was able to, and his father died, even though he wasn't able to, he could still be mevatel. Why? Because he stands in the shoes of his father. That's the question. A Malay, what?
Both sides of the question assume that you can only do Bittel if you had the ability to do Erev the day before.
Ein Echanami.
Why?
What?
Why? What's the connection between Bittel and the ability to be Ma'arav on Friday?
What's the Nafkamina? So let's assume you have no, because otherwise you don't own it. Otherwise, I'm an owner of the property. I can't be mevatel your chutzer, and I can't make an erev in your chutzer. I have no shaychus to your chutzer. It only has to do with ownership. So if I own it, I can make an erev with you, and if I own it, I can mevatel with you. Here you have a yoresh who on Friday doesn't own it, but on Shabbos wants to be mevatel. How did that happen? Okay, but you don't know when Shabbos started. The kicker is because when Shabbos started, not now. What? You'll see why. You're asking the Gemara's question. Amalei ani omer mevatel. I say yes, he can be mevatel. Who's talking? Ani debe Shmuel otani ein mevatel. Who's talking here? Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says I hold yes, and Shmuel, the Shmuel's yeshiva said no. Eisve. We're going to ask a question now, a brisa, and this brisa is really Chaim's question. And the brisa says like this, Zeha klal, here's the rule. Kol shem mutter l'mitzvah Shabbos, hutter l'kol ha-Shabbos. If there's a place that's mutter on Shabbos, when Shabbos begins, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos, even if the heter goes away. What? No, nothing to do with dying. What's that case? We'll see. Even if the heter goes away, the heter still applies. What's the case? We'll see in a minute. One second. V'chol sh'neshal l'mitzvah Shabbos, and if something's space is usher on the beginning of Shabbos, neshal l'kol Shabbos remains usher the whole Shabbos, even if the reason for the isher went away. Chutz, except for mevatel rishos. Except for the ability to be mevatel rishus. Now, Let's analyze this. What does this mean? What does it mean? Kol shehutu l'mitzvah Shabbos, mutu l'kol Shabbos. What does that mean? That means kigon, for example, irev derech Pesach. I live in a chutzer. You live right next door in the chutzer. There's a door going between the two of us. We make an erev with each other. We're allowed to do that. We make an erev on Friday afternoon. Now, on Friday night, there's a big storm. And the door becomes blocked. Stones are flying all over the place. The door gets blocked up. There's no longer a door between my chatzar and your chatzar. No more. Now, am I allowed to carry in my chatzar now? Well, on Friday I was allowed to. Why was I allowed to on Friday? Anybody paying attention? Because of Kosher Eruv. Now, over Shabbos, the Eruv went away. The answer is, anything that started off on Shabbos proper, nothing can happen to undo it. So the fact that now there's a blockage, irrelevant. Ignore the blockage. By the same token, Erev Derech Halon, Vistav Halon, you had a window in between, the window got stuffed up, doesn't make a difference. Zeakala Suye, what does it mean? This is the rule. Like, what else could happen? Mavui. There was a Mavui. And we had a crossbeam or a Lechi. Shenitlo Korosev Olecha. Someone took it away. Someone removed the Korah on Friday night. Some vandals came. Some peaceful protesters came, and they took away the Korah. Kol Shenesa, right? What's the halacha? It goes to what it was when Shabbos started. Now, what's the reverse case? Kol Shenesa l'mitzvah Shabbos, Nesa l'kol Shabbos kula. Something was usher when Shabbos began. It's usher the whole Shabbos. I'll tell you the case. The case is Kigon, Shtei Batim, Shtei Tidim, Rishus Rabim. Two houses on two sides of the street. There's a Rishus Rabim in between. Can I carry from my house to that house? No. There's a Rishus Rabim in between. Then on Friday night, the guy comes, and over Friday night, the goyim, they enclosed the area. They made it a Rosh Hashanah now. So now I can carry? No. Why not? Because when Shabbat started, I couldn't carry. So the fact that now it became a Rosh Hashanah, nothing changes.
Where did they learn this principle from?
Now.
It's a Xavier, it's a way to work. How they, where did they come
from? Learn from Moses, the Moses is the same thing.
Same idea. Yeah. One second, I don't know where it comes from, it's a good question. It's beyond the scope of Daf Yomi. I don't know where it comes from. Unless the Gemara says it, I don't know. Now, Zakhal Asuyamai, this is the rule. Anytime something starts off no good, it remains no good. What's the case? Lasuyi Nis, Nachri B'Shabbos. If a guy died on Shabbos, nothing changes. Ah, he's dead now. Now we can breathe a sigh of relief. We can carry in here? No. Because when he was alive, when Shabbos started, he was alive. You couldn't carry in here. It doesn't change. There was one exception. For Katani, Chutz mimivatel rishus, except for bitul rishus, that does change. How could you have bitul rishus changing? The changing the status. The only way could be on Shabbos there was no yoresh, and on then on Shabbos before Shabbos started there was no yoresh. Then on Shabbos there's yes a yoresh. What else could? How else could it be that the status is going
to
change with bitul?
Because
you're allowed to be bitul on Shabbos. So ihu in. Yoresh lo. Only him, not a Yoresh. Right? A Yoresh can, right? Only Yoresh. What does it say? Chutz mimevatel rishos. Only the one is mimevatel rishos. Meaning, the Gemara thinks it means only the owner, the father, not the Yoresh. And what do you see? What do you see from here? You see from here that Reb Nachman's wrong. That a Yoresh cannot be mevatel. Why? Because it says only the Mevatel, only the owner, not the Yoresh. So what kind of answer is, what kind of gra is that? Ema, chutz, mitores, bitl, rishus. No, it means except for the idea of bitl. And it could include even the Yoresh. Bitl can change on Shabbos. It's the only thing that can change. How does it change? I don't know. The father changed it, like Marcel said. The father's allowed to do it on Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. Good. The father changed. And you know what? The father changed, or the son did it. What's the difference how exactly it happened? We don't know. Okay, one more case. Esve. You have a brayza that says like this. Echad mei chatzar shemes. One of the chatzar died. V'niach reshutzul echad men ashok. And he left his property to somebody who's not part of the chatzar. The guy lives in a different chatzar. He lives in the shuk. So mibod yom. If he died during the day, aser. Then this person aser is carrying in the chatzar. Why? Because he's not a resident, he never made an Erev. The father died on Erev Shabbos. So on Shabbos began, this guy owned it. Where is he? He didn't make an Erev. Aser. Mishech HaShecha, but if he died after Shabbos, if the owner died on Shabbos, ain't a Oser. He doesn't Aser. Why not? Because the Erev was good when Shabbos began. V'echad ben ashuk shemes, and if someone in the shuk died, v'iniach reshus al echad ibnei chatzar, and he gave his reshus to somebody else in the chatzar, then the exact opposite rule. Mi bod yom ein aser. Why? Why bod yom mi bod yom ein aser? Because he's part of the chatzar anyways. He made an Erev. He made an Erev. He owns, listen to this case. There's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi made an Erev. Then Reuven gave Yarshin all his things to Shimon. They didn't have any children. And Reuven died. So Shimon, maybe even his son. So Shimon's the Yoresh. But he already made an heir for Shimon's own property. So nothing changed. B'shecha shecha. But once Shabbos began, then Oser. Then it'll be a problem. Why? Because Deini Yochel Arv Oser, the Yoresh Mevatel Rishus, Amay Oser. Right? Yasser is because he died on Shabbos. Am I Oser? Levatel. Why have to be Oser? Why can't you just make a Bittel? And the answer is, my Oser Nami Diktani Achi Vatel. Right, of course. It's going to be Oser until he makes Bittel. But once he makes Bittel, it's not going to be a problem. Okay? We'll stop here by Toshima. Everybody have a very good day.